what would you call a kind of dog that's just a mixture of
yard dog?
Just a yard dog.
Yard dog. Or mixed breeding.
Okay. Now, what about terms for the different male and female of the animals, like the horses?
Well, the male horse is a stallion.
Okay.
The female horse is a male.
How about of the pigs?
Well, the female and the hog is a sow.
Mm-hmm.
Male, I've never heard him called it a male horse.
Okay. How about the cows?
Cow and bull. Cow is your female and bull is a male.
Okay. Now, what would you say about a cow that was going to have a calf? Would you say she's going to what?
she would calve at a certain date.
Mm-hmm. Did people ever use the term freshen or something like that?
And just how you put that name, we had a lot of meat. He spoke of it as fresh meat.
Mm-hmm.
You think in the summertime, every community had their own beef club.
Mm-hmm.
And there was 8 members. And they butcher every 2 weeks. And everybody got an eighth of the beef, so the deer. In other words, I'd start 12 off, and I'd butcher one day and cut it out. And you had a book, and if you drew hind quarter this time, you drew front quarter next time.
Okay.
So that's the way it went.
Just turns.
Take turns to keep everybody from either getting one body getting hind quarter all the time, or one body getting front quarter.
Right.
That's the way it went.
And everybody put in a cow. Ever
have that calf set aside and put you back somewhere. That's the way you like to have your beef.
And that was just in the summertime they did that.
That was just in the summertime they did that. Because you had your pork in the fall and winter, so
right. Uh-huh.
Generally the first thing that you'd do with your butchering, you would get a shoot, what we call it. That was a small hog, say anywhere from 90 to 130, 75 pounds. And that was your pork.
Mm-hmm.
You killed that all 3-4 weeks ahead of your big butcher, starting with the big butcher.
Mm-hmm.
Once you started the beef butcher, then you had all your meat you want.
Right, uh-huh.
Because you take the families that had several members in it, husband and wife and 4 or 5 children, and then the hands that helped you on the farm that was living in your tenant house, you always raised the meat for them.
Mm-hmm.
Juicy. Well, they butcher, a lot of them butcher 5, 6, 7 pounds. And all that meat was killed right there at home. But
right.
A piece of it there at home, anyway.
Huh. How about that?
Yeah, that's right.
And what about the hens? What would you call the hen if you let them sit and hatch on the egg?
Sitting here.
Okay.
I got one sitting right now.
Do you? Gonna have some little bitties, is what they call them?